The line is open, the light is near. Bring your question, leave your fear. With angel spirit signs and soul, the unseen world begins to glow. Loved ones, guides, and truth come through. Tonight the message may be for you.
Ask the angel.
Open your heart tonight.
Ask the angel.
Step into the light. Now welcoming Rachel Corpus, angel incarnate and psychic medium. This is Ask the Angel.
Hi, beautiful ones. Welcome to the show. Whenever you're catching this show, tonight's messages will, I hope, resonate with you because the angels know how to do that. And all I'm doing tonight is sitting in spirit with you and channeling the messages that I think you need to hear and I need to hear. So let's get to it. Hold on. Wait, you stay there. You stay there. I'll be right back. This lamp, she's doing too much. She's doing too much. That's better, right? That's better. Let's start with highs and lows. How was your day? How was it? I'll tell you about mine a little bit. My day was nice. A little bit of heaviness on my heart. My middle child is about to go back. Well, all the kids are going back to school, right? He's going into his senior year. And I mean, good job, right? That's success. Because school doesn't really match a lot of kids these days. It certainly doesn't match him, which he would agree with. And I don't really get too upset about school, right? Just get through it, live your life, find your bliss. But I love summer so much because we just get to be together in long, endless days. So going into his senior year, and my youngest is going back to school too. He'll be a sophomore. My oldest, she's out of school, lives with her boyfriend, figuring the world out. So I don't know, I felt that a lot today. But I got high for a little bit. That was nice. Sat on the deck, talked to the birds, did some witchy stuff. And yeah, just took care of my house. Saw a few clients, not while high, because they would not get the best of me. So I'll be honest about that. If I'm channeling for myself, I don't mind going on a little bit of a journey, but if I'm with clients, I don't tend to do that because I don't know. I don't know if I can always show up my best. But how was your day? I want to know. How was it? Can you just kind of sit with me for a second and check in? How was your day? Good. Doesn't have to be a good day. Could be a real shit day. That's all right. I gotcha. We've got each other. Tonight, got a little bug in my throat. Hold on. Tonight, we are going to work with oracle cards to experience messages from the angelic realm. If you would like to call in and receive a message through me, from your guides, from your angels, we'll say that angels are your non-human helpers. Maybe they're not religious. They just match your belief system, but these are your helpers that are not human, okay? Maybe we'll say that your guides are your human helpers, like your family on the other side, your friends that have passed, maybe even animals that you love that have passed. I don't think they're going to turn into Disney characters. They'll communicate the way they communicate, but we'll be here for that. Maybe even extraterrestrial guides. We'll be here to talk with you. It depends on where you are with all of that. I'm just the mouthpiece for them. Tonight, we get to use some tools for that. And I'm going to teach you some different card spreads. If you would like to call in with a question, here's the number. 888-627-6008. Let's sing it. 888-627-6008. Want to do it again? 888-627-6008. If that's already a real song, I apologize. I didn't do it on purpose, but I don't think it is. Sorry if it's a carpet company or something. Let me off the hook. So tarot cards are one thing. Oracle cards are another. And I would guess that you are familiar with both. I love oracle cards. Tarot cards. Also, fascinate me, but I will just say they feel like a completely different language. And I'm here for just getting right into the message and speaking just comfortably and intimately with spirit, whether that's God or source, however you talk to God, whatever your title is, or an ascended master like Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Kuan Yin, or a grandmother or a friend. I would like to just get to it. I don't really want to go through a lot of steps. I feel like if we have to do that, why? Why? What's the trick, right? So with tarot or tarot, you can say it both ways. There are lots of rules to that. Rules aren't bad. If that's your thing, if that gives you comfort, there are lots of rules with tarot or tarot. There are lots of layouts. And when you pull a card, you get to learn what every symbol on that means. Awesome. So you want to check me on this, but tarot goes back, I believe, to the Age of Enlightenment and earlier. Must be earlier because there were no new ideas. Someone was creating symbols on cards, hieroglyphs at some point, and then at some point it went on a card. So that's probably not accurate. As soon as I said it, I felt the guides were wanting to correct me. But who I want to bring up in this conversation is someone named Jean-Baptiste Alliette. He was active in the Age of Enlightenment. He was a French occultist. He went by his, I want to say like his stage name, Atelier. I'm probably not saying that right. And my husband and I were opera singers, so I should be able to say that right. I can't. I can't. And I don't know this stuff. I looked it up, by the way, so don't. Okay. So he's the one that they said first, he was the first professional tarot reader, and he's the one that created the system. So when you pull a card, it's like 10 of cups, and then you know what to do after that, and you know what to do after that because you studied it because you're awesome. He's the one that came up with that. Then in the 19th century, so we're looking at like, I see you, Julie. I know you're waiting on me. Let me get this out of my face. 19th century Europe, like 1820, okay? We meet Marie Anne Lenormand. She's a French fortune teller for Napoleon and his wife Josephine, Napoleon's first wife. She's more, let's just get to it. She's kind of rough and tumble. She's the one that comes up with Oracle. So that's where it shifts from being more rule-based into more conversational. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't think when I work with the angels, I don't think it matters what's in front of you. I don't think if you're looking at a street sign, a Bible, a tarot card, a piece of art at a museum, you can interpret that if you want to. Because everything here on this earth is created to be something to help us remember. A conversation starter with spirit, conversation starter with each other. So you can utilize tarot as an oracle card deck, which is simply what we're doing right here. Here's my oracle card deck, one that I'm using. I could either put it out in fancy spreads, or I could just roll these through my hands. Let me do this so you can see a little better. Roll it through my hands. I did paint my nails for you. You're welcome. Roll it through my hands and wait for one of these boogers to just pop out. You do the same thing if this was a tarot deck. I could follow the rules, or I could say, hey, what is it that is for my best and highest good right now? And I could just roll them through my hands. We are going to bridge both worlds tonight using oracle card decks. Because this girl, I don't know anything about tarot, so I know a lot about oracle because I've been practicing it for, gosh, 30 years or so now. All right. I also used to make oracle cards when I was a little girl because they would show up above my head when I was little. As someone who can have upside vision, you know, there are some of us that can see the hologram. I can. They would show up and I thought they were playing cards. So I would write them down and then play with those when I was little. So it's fun to do it this way. We have some questions from viewers, and I have these in front of me, but first, let's talk to Julie. See if Julie has a question that we can answer with some of the cards. So, Julie, welcome to the show.
Okay, hi. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, you're
I'm
welcome. How
great.
can we help you?
I wanted to ask you if you can connect with my mother and if you can ask her about my inheritance, if my father is keeping something from me.
Your father's still alive, yeah?
Yes.
Is he remarried?
Oh, God. Well, I don't know because I'm not talking to him, but he does have women in his life. Whether he's
Okay, there's
legally married to them or not, I don't know.
yeah, there's something about someone new and sharing of the money.
No. Possible. Caring for the money?
Sharing,
Oh.
sharing. He's
Oh,
sharing the
sharing the
money.
money. Sharing.
Sharing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like living expenses. It doesn't feel like digging into the inheritance, but your mom's
That
concerned
makes
about
sense.
it. I don't
My
feel more
mom?
than your mom is concerned about it. Yeah, because it's possible that the person he's with might not be there forever. There's not a lot of honesty there. Could you go back a moment and tell me what your question was? Your mom took me on a side quest.
Yeah, because I'm concerned about whether I'm still in this inheritance and if he's keeping something from me because my mom's been gone for a long time and I don't know what he's doing. And I'm worried that he's trying to take me out of this inheritance or keep things from me that I'm supposed to have. But she's
This
took you
advice
on a
doesn't
side
replace
note
anything. This re advice doesn't replace anything legal or anything like that, right, sister?
Right.
Also, we're going to err on the side of positivity and know that the future can change.
Yes.
And that your angels and you can do good work to do that. Your father's mental health is declining. Put that over there, guys, and just show me the file of what's happening with. Okay, I'm gonna use my Dawson lens for this. Just make it quick and help her. Is she still in the inheritance? Yes. Have there been major changes? No. Are there major changes coming up? Yeah. No changes as of yet, but they're talking about it. So this is the time to get in there and make sure that you are there to advocate for your father, and for the family. And I am going to pull a card about this since we're able to channel through Oracle cards tonight. So if you'll just give me a moment there. And that card is empowerment. Your angels want you to know that this relates to you, your soul growth, because the hesitation you have about speaking up about this without knowing what the next step could be or without any proof to do this, they said you're not by yourself. Your siblings need to go with you. You can follow your gut here. And simply ask your dad, how do show me what's in place, Dad. Show me what your next steps are. Dad, we're here for you. There's no judgment here. We just want to know how to support you. When you go at it that way, and you're all on the same team, even with girlfriend that he's going to introduce you to, that's how he's going to share what's going on with him.
Can I share with you something?
Sure.
That he is an alcoholic and a narcissist, and as well as my younger sister, my brother's wife. And I had this vision when I was fasting while I was sleeping of my brother being really mad, and he was like trying, and then the father came in, and they were like trying to take stuff. And I think it could be his his wife, who's trying to get change their things, like trying to take me out of it. Possibly, I'm just so nervous. They've done a lot to hurt me in my life. And I'm just, yeah, really scared. And I'm just trying to avoid everything. But my mom had said that I was in it before she left. And I thought, yes, I am. But yeah, I have this feeling there's a lot of shenanigans going on. I'm very sensitive. And I just don't want them trying to hurt me anymore. The negativity of it all that comes with that. And
you're still in it right now from what I can see. Can I ask you a bold question?
What?
Can I ask you a bold question?
Yes.
Could you start imagining what it would be like if you put yourself in charge, if you were empowered to say that these things that belong to your family, the things that you would inherit, that maybe you don't actually want them, that when you inherit them, you're inheriting some roots of a tree that aren't healthy for you anymore, and that perhaps you've been clinging to a story you've been telling yourself that you're supposed to hold on to these, that you're the story keeper for the family because you've always been, my love, I can see it in your data. You've always been the peacemaker. You've always had the wisdom. You have incarnated more times than many people in your family. And so the actual stuff that you'll inherit, let's put the money aside for a minute, but the stuff you'll inherit.
Yeah, I just wanted the financial.
You don't need the
stuff. I just wanted the financial part. Yeah, not the stuff though. I blocked my sister.
Take care of the stuff.
My father.
But listen to me, there's stuff on that list. And if you can make it clear that you don't want this stuff, it's going to free up the money. Because there's like, at least spiritually, there's two columns there. There's some stuff that you're not going to want it. And if you could be clear with whoever's handling this, like, I don't want the stuff, then the money goes into one column and that's going to go right to you. It's
really
a little bit energetic.
Yeah.
So if you could figure out who to have that conversation with, because your sibling who is the narcissist, as you said, that person,
my youngest.
Okay, put that person in charge and say, could you help me figure out who these items could better go to? I would really like to do that. You're so good at that. Okay, play the game. Play the game. Empower that person with compliments. And that person could become the family librarian that holds all the stuff, because it can't be you. You feel too much energy. But this is the answer. Right now, it's as it was when your mother saw it.
Okay.
Documentation is the same. But there's someone in there, non-family, there's someone in there, like dad's girlfriend, who is trying to rewrite things. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. And I'm not trying to freak you out. I just edit messages. And
no,
if you didn't, what was happening?
Probably correct. It's been years that he's been having girls, these women. Okay. That's good.
And you can be kind while you do it.
My mom can see me?
Yeah, she can see you. Yeah. That's part of her heaven.
I want to believe. Right. I want to believe that she comes around and stuff, but I just can't see her or hear her anymore, you know?
Well, you've got a little hair that you pluck right there.
A what?
A little hair that you pluck. Right there. Your mom did too. So she sees that.
Okay.
Yeah, something about like.
Well, I'm gonna have to watch this after because I can't see you. I'm just talking to you.
Oh, it's on your chin. My apologies for everybody who can't see me now. I'm touching.
I pluck that hair on my chin. Oh, it's weird. And my mom used to do that.
Yeah, and your mom did it too. And she says, "If you want proof that I can see you, I watch you mess with that chin hair all the time." And she's laughing.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, so she's definitely watching you.
Yes, I hope
And
so. Wow,
she still
okay.
has her sense of humor, so yeah, it's all is
Yeah.
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Julie.
And
Blessings.
I want to say thank you. And I just wanted to ask, is there a timeline how quick I should act on my father and all that? Or is it a long time? Is it soon
It's
or is
not a
it a
long
while?
time. No. Get
Like a
moving on that.
year
Get
or?
moving on it. You want to move on it
Okay.
before Christmas.
Oh, okay. I do feel that. Okay. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome, dear. Blessings. Bye. Okay. Now we have a question from a viewer. And let's see here. This is actually from Des Moines, from where I am. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to tell you all, part of my other good news is, do you remember a couple weeks ago I was telling you that I was locked out of some of my like website and email? It's fixed, all fixed. So thanks for your good vibes and your prayers. Appreciate it. It worked. Bless you. Thanks. This is from Amanda in Des Moines, right by me. She would like to know about her career. Okay, so this is a good spread. Do you have your Oracle card decks with you? If you remember that for this week, or go grab one real quick. This is a great spread if you want information about career. You're going to pull five cards, use Tarot or Oracle because of the way we're using it, and you're going to spread them from left to right. You pull all five cards at once. I suggest you don't look at them until after you've pulled all five, okay? So as you're rolling these cards, moving these cards through your hands, you're attaching to the vibration of the question. And Amanda's question is, could I have some guidance about my career? It's a good idea if you keep repeating that, because if you repeat the question, then you stay out of the vibration of the answer, because the answer is not your job, is it? It's a card's job, it's the guide's. So stay in the vibration of the question. I'm going to do that silently because you might have a different question about your career. So do it yourself. You don't have to wait for these cards to flip out. You can do what I'm doing and just begin to pull. It's impossible to pull the wrong cards if you're working in your energy field. If two come out at once or three, use them. Oops, see, one just fell out. Because we're moving kind of fast tonight, you guys are moving kind of fast tonight, and I'm have venom in me, like the character. Venom. Is it? Okay, never mind. You might want to take a picture of these and look at them later. But what you get to do here is just look at the pictures. If your cards have the message right on them, easy peasy. But go farther. Look at the colors, look at the artwork. What's reminiscent to you? Why did your guides, your higher self, why did they pick these cards? Why? Why did these cards get picked for you, Miss Amanda? The first card that you chose, okay, everybody listen. The first card you chose, that's for what you have already learned in your career. Card one. Miss Amanda, you've learned patience. Card number two, what are you currently learning? Miss Amanda, you're learning about good things coming to you. You got the good fortune card. Good things coming to you and accepting them. Card three, what is my next step? This is what your angels or your guides, whoever you're talking to, this is what they're telling you. This is your next step. Amanda, your answer is to have faith. Like faith in yourself that you can do it. They said, you are a very faithful person, and it's not lack of faith in a higher power. They said, that's fine. You've got to have faith that you can do this, especially when you're applying for something that you don't totally fit the job description. Still go for it. because you're qualified in many different ways, and you're that type of person that gets hired because of your personality. So have faith in what you have to offer. Okay. The fourth one is, how do I best help others? How do I best help others? That's the fourth card in this pool. And Amanda, your card is visualization. You can see a big picture. You're a dreamer. Make sure you tell them that in interviews. Okay. And then I want to add to that not only are you a dreamer, your angel said that you could pull things in and follow through. Okay. Because some dreamers can't, right? We've worked with people, all of us in our lives, right? Great to work with dreamers, but okay, let's get these projects done. And then number five, the fifth card, everybody, what is my life purpose? And this is a good time to say there's a difference between life purpose and soul purpose. Life purpose is like what you came here in this lifetime to do. Soul purpose is like broader. What are you here to learn as a spirit? Maybe bigger picture questions. So life purpose might be more vocation. What do you want to do with your life? Are you a teacher? Are you a healer? Kind of that. Are you a parent? Soul purpose is more, what are you here to learn? Is it about healing trauma? Is it about getting to know your ego? Is it compassion? Those ideas, if that helps. So, and Miss Amanda, what you're here, your life purpose. So you can decide, Amanda, what question is best for you, or is this answer your life purpose or your soul purpose? And you'll know best. But the cards you got, believing in the higher power and believing that you fit into that was one of them. And motivation, that you're here for a purpose. So everybody, the five cards were again, what have I already learned? Two, what am I currently learning? Three, what is my next step? Four, how do I best help others? Five, what is my life purpose? You're wondering right now, how do I get these notes? How do I learn? You take a class from me. That's right. You wait till it's on my website and you sign up for a class, right? Yeah, love you too. It's a fun class. Yeah, that's how we get to dig into that. So make sure you take a picture of that deck or that poll so you can get into it more later, okay? So the next one comes from James in Denver, Colorado. And by the way, thanks everybody who's watching on YouTube and Facebook and all those places. Bless you. Thanks. Now I can't see your comments because I'm doing this with the network. So I can't see you comment, but I can feel you. So make sure if you want to ask a question that you call in. And that number is 888-627-6008. 888 627-6008. You can also email me through my website. Get a hold of me through my website, rachelcorpus.com. So let's see. James, your question is, I don't know. I have to find it. You feel, James feels like he keeps running into the same obstacle no matter what he does. What is actually blocking him? What's actually blocking me? What do I need to understand it? What do I need to do to understand about it? Think I get what you're saying there. So you're in a pattern. This is a question about being in a pattern, isn't it? So I have a specific, there's actually a card pull I have called a block and breakthrough spread. Let's use that. This is another five card pull. So everybody, you want to shuffle your deck a little bit or get out a different deck. This deck that I'm using right now is called the Law of Attraction. It's 36 oracle cards to guide you to wealth and prosperity. It's by Amy Zerner and Monty Faber. I really like the artwork. I like that it has the messages right on it, but I don't read the messages, I interpret. But everybody does it different. If I'm pulling for myself, I do read the messages. I'm pulling for someone else. I just listen to your guides. So this is a block and breakthrough spread, which is pretty great because I think that matches what you're getting at. Okay, James. So here we go, everybody. You're going to pull five cards left to right like before. Go ahead and pull them, leave them face down. And give yourself about 30 seconds to do it. Don't overthink it. Give those a pull. Here we go. Okay, the first card. I haven't plugged with my computer. Silly electric stuff today. There we go. First card. What is blocking me? This is from the opinion of whoever you're talking to. So oracle cards work because you're talking to someone, you're channeling someone. So do you know who you're channeling? Right now, I'm choosing to channel source. I like to go right to source. I feel safe doing that. It doesn't turn me into a human Ouija board. If I'm channeling someone's uncle, I will say, I surround myself with the goodness and safety of God's white light. So I'm just channeling that person's uncle. I want you to do the same thing. So as you're going into this channeling that you're doing, who are you speaking to? Make sure you know. If you go in and you don't know, you're in dangerous territory. Hello, Walmart. You just opened your doors for anybody to come in. I don't want that for you. You don't want that. So the first one is, what is blocking me? As you ask this question, who are you asking? Make sure you know. So you've pulled all five cards. You've laid them left to right. I didn't say this, but you should turn them over. Thank you for that person who's saying, you didn't tell us. Thank you. I heard you. Good job. And then James, I pulled that the thing that's blocking you is respect. I want you to think about if it's why that card is pulled, okay? Respect. The second card, where did it begin? First card is what's blocking me. Second card, where did it begin? James, you got the card instincts. I-N-S-T-I-N-C-T-S, instincts. So deeply rooted, natural. If it's deeply rooted and natural, I would like to ask them a follow-up question for you. Is it really yours, or did it come instinctually from an ancestor or from someone else? I'm going to ask them that. So this brings us to the key point. You can bring in a different divination tool. If you want clarity and you wonder, did I interpret that correctly? You can ask your pendulum or your dowsing rods, am I correct? So I'll do this. When I'm talking to James's angels, I got the instinct card. I would like to know if I'm interpreting that card correctly. Yes, thank you. Okay. Now, the next question is James experiencing anything that comes from his ancestors? Is this coming from, that's not a very good question, is it? Let me rewrite. Is this coming from James? Is this original to James or his ancestors? Okay. Is this original to James? No. Does this belong to the ancestors? Yes. Okay, so James, this is in your subconscious. So it's ruling the road, but it's not yours. So know how you work on that, okay? The third one, what is the fear underneath? Number one, what's blocking me? Number two, where did it begin? Number three, what is the fear underneath? Dear one, when I read that, I immediately got like a really hard feeling in my chest for you, like when you have a burp that's stuck, it's right there. And the card is universe. You got the universe card. So I want you to just peer at that for a little bit, if you can. I'm hearing them say, you fear the vastness of you. You fear the expansion. Number four, how are the angels assisting you or whoever you're talking to? You can fill that in with, how is Source assisting me? How is the grandfather assisting me? And James, you got the card, focus. They are assisting you with focus. And then the fifth, what is the breakthrough energy? So if this is about, the first four cards are about the block, okay? What's blocking me? When did it begin? What's the fear underneath? And how are the angels assisting me? But the fifth one is, oh, what's the breakthrough energy? What's the help? And James, you got trust. Pay attention. I really shuffled that deck, and I think we got trust or faith. One of those two last time as well. So we're on theme here. So if we're getting that, everybody listen. Listen and feel. We're getting that message for ourselves from the angels thematically for us. So James, you got trust for breakthrough energy. That is both the angels putting that into you, reminding you that you can trust, and giving you proof, giving you miracles, all different sizes, so that you can practice trust. Right? Okay. So move around a little bit, bring some energy in. If you have a different deck, it might be nice to switch it now. And remember, anytime you're pulling cards, you can combine decks. I love doing that. I have this client who pulls oracle cards, and he showed up one time and he called it a story. It's so neat. He would pull one line with the deck, then another deck and another deck. And pretty soon he had a whole table full of oracle cards, and it was a whole story. And he was reading for himself. It was just beautiful. You know, you cannot pull the wrong card. So he was channeling messages and taking me right along and showing it to me. Absolutely brilliant. Heck of a mess to clean up, right? If you don't mind organizing, but yeah, it was really cool. This question is from Nicole in Toronto, Canada. Nicole basically has two paths. She says, should I stay here where I am, or should I go to school? So I chose this one because it helps us use this decision spread. So it has three options to it, and then three questions, and then you can add question four and five, where you can ask your soul what your soul prefers. And then the last question is guidance from ancestors or angels or ascended masters, and you can ask them all together or you can separate those. So let's play with that, because anytime you can learn the personality or ask a question of your own soul, like your higher self or your guides, I think that's so exciting. So Nicole, I'm paraphrasing your question a little bit, but basically we're making a choice between staying where you are or going back to school. So I am using now the Angel Answers deck by Radley Valentine. Okay. Now this deck has yes, no, maybe answers in it. So if I get those, I may pull an additional card to help that make sense to us, or I may just go ahead and pull those out, because I would usually make a choice to go through and take those out. And I didn't do that tonight. So if you see me fumble, that's what I'm doing, pulling them out. So the first card, you are pulling the energy of this decision. Okay. Because what's the decision? What's the energy of the decision? Staying, like, well, whatever you have to think about for all of you at home, what is the decision? What's A or B? For Nicole, it's staying or going to school. What's your decision? So the first question or the first card pull is the energy. What's the energy of the decision? Okay. You can pull as many cards as you want for number one, because that's kind of an abstract thing, right? What's the energy? See what you get. If you need help interpreting, call in. Call in. I'm right here. 888-627-6008. I am going to pull two. Well, Nicole, the energy you got was meditation brings answers. So I'm hearing them say this, you're not in a hurry. It has the energy of just discernment. And that's nice, isn't it? Because anything that pushes us, that's no, just you don't have to rush. And then I pulled another card with it, and the card is reconsider. That's backwards on the screen, isn't it? Sorry. Dyslexics, rejoice. Reconsider, though. So you get something that specific. I like to ask, is this a literal card? Do you literally mean reconsider? Yeah. So if you've made a choice, or if someone has made a choice for you, reconsider it. Slow down and reconsider it. It may not mean that you're going to change your mind. It just may mean that you need more time or put it off a little bit. Okay. So that's number one. Number one is the energy of the choice. Number two, the challenge. Here's the challenge you're going to face with it. If you pull a card and it's upside down, you have either not taken care of your deck, and you need to be more mindful that when you're putting your cards back and you're shuffling, the cards don't get upside down. But if you feel like you really do take care of your deck and you have an upside down card, it's because you need to pay attention to that aspect. There's something that's wonky about it. If you pull the death card, it's not about death. It's about restructuring, rebirth, transition. You probably already knew that, but I do want to say it. So the challenge, you got, Nicole, you got don't stop. Your challenge is going to be wanting to give up. Okay. So get rest, they said. Get rest. Give yourself permission to have little stops. Okay. But don't stop. Don't give up. The third one is the likely outcome. This is really a three card spread. This is a quick one. And if you want to go on and ask opinions of your soul and the guides, you can do that. And that's what we're going to do in a second. So number three is the likely outcome. Remember, you're just thinking about likely outcome, likely outcome. That's it. You can't think of the answer. You're going to mess with it. You could think about something else too. Did I put dinner in the oven? No, I did not. That's okay. I'm still a good person, right? Because that's not in the vibe of the question, right? Listen, you got Nicole. Your card is there's something better. I think you're supposed to make a change, but don't hold me to that. I'm not a psychic. Just kidding. There's something better. Now, if you want to get mystical, because why not? Then the next one would be, what does my soul prefer? Or you could even change that to, what does my soul want to tell me? So then go, next card. Oops, mine just popped out. Cheesy non-answer. It's up to you. So my soul. Let's say that. So that's what would my soul prefer? My soul's a jerk. And then this is the last one. You can choose guidance from your ancestors, your angels, ascended masters, upstairs. I think for, let me see here, honey, for Nicole, I'm going to do your ancestors. Guidance from your ancestors. Perfect timing. Let us help you. We'll give you the right opportunity. And there's a promise there. You see the rainbow? See how we interpret the artwork? Perfect timing. Promises in the rainbow. And there's more than one rainbow. Is he in her skirt? And if you even want to look at, okay, you said perfect timeline, but when? I wonder if there's some clues in here. Do you see anything that reminds you of a season? Does anything here remind you of falling leaves or falling snow? What comes to your mind? Just curious. Is there anything that reminds you of a celebration, a holiday that you celebrate? This is how you interpret. And you're not imagining, you're visioning. And one of our guests in the last few weeks taught us that we no longer need to say that we are, let's imagine that. Because when we imagine it, we're discounting that we are remembering or receiving accurate information. No, not at all. We're visioning at that. And when we vision it, we're keeping, don't forget to take a picture of that before you pick it up. When we're visioning that, we are opening up our psychic channel, right? The old idea that we don't use all of our brain is outdated. We're not opening all of our brain, but we're starting to remember how to open up the whole brain to become a receiver. Someday we will laugh at using these things. A cards, what? Funny. Why would we ever use a card when I have my receivers on? Silly. These would be like baseball cards that we collected. I'm making my own deck and I'm trying to figure out how to put sticks of stale gum in them just because I think that would be a riot. But no one so far can do it for me. But there will be a point where we will never ever need anything outside of us to channel. No dowsing rods, no cards. But until then, this is really fun, right? I think we have time for a couple more. So this is Marcus in Phoenix, Arizona. Marcus went through a breakup. Well, collectively, Marcus, we're just going to say you're too good for her. Yeah. You're too good for her. That's right. And she probably took your sweatshirts. And let's see. Actually, she feels like she was a pretty nice person, actually. I can't do that. I can't lie. But you're really awesome too, and someone else is going to come your way. But your question is about breakup, and a really good card spread that would be great would be something about like timelines, knowing what's a future kind of message. But when you work with oracle cards, you can't really depend on looking into the future because the vibration of oracle cards depends on the truth that you know you're the one creating your future. That truth, you're collaborating with source, but there is this timeline expansion spread that I thought might be nice. Because, as much as I sit with your energy, you did tell me how old you were. Then you sent me a picture, and I wouldn't have put those two together, but you come through as very young. And your next partner is going to be a little younger than you. Have fun with that. And also know that you can kind of mess with the time a little bit. Your angel said that what keeps you from finding love sometime is deciding that you're not ready or you're not good enough. Let me tell you, that's not true. Just go for it. But let's get more information from the cards. This is a five card spread. I don't know why there's so many five card spreads. I don't know. But the first card, go ahead and pull your cards, everybody. Let's do it real quick, okay? Quick, I'll shut up real quick. Why don't you try to lay them out, not left to right? Do them in a grid or in a circle or something. See if that changes. The first card is past influence, okay? In order to expand your timeline, this is about moving time forward if you feel stuck. This is about moving into a higher possible timeline. finding love that matches you. Whenever you want to expand in some way, this card spread gives you information on how to do that. So number one, past influence. Okay. The other ones will give you a more of a context. So just go with it. And Marcus, my love, you got forgiveness. Okay. Number two, present energy. Past energy, past influence, I would change that. Just say past energy. What's coming through from the past? For you, Marcus, it's forgiveness. So that could be the need for forgiveness of yourself, of somebody else. Think about what that means to you. Present energy, Marcus, hey, you got success, but it's upside down. So you probably need to take some time defining what success means to you versus maybe your parents' idea of success when you were raised, or your grandparents, or the world's idea. Because as you want to attract your next partner, you get to find someone who matches your idea of success. So you're not chasing somebody who's high maintenance, because I can see your last person was very high maintenance, and that there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not into that, I can feel your exhaustion, right? Yeah. So second card is present energy. Third card is near future. Near future, and this would be like 3 months. Anytime you see near future in oracle card language, 3 months, okay? Near future. Marcus, you got opportunity. All right, Marcus. All right. All right. So we're going to be flossing. We're going to be toning. We're not going to do anything weird like self-tanner. Take it from me. Don't. We're going to be nice to ourselves. We're going to clean our ears, all of that. Then, number four, long-term outcome. This is past the 3 months, right? Peaceful resolution. I think they mean you're going to fall in love. Good. And then number five, this is the mic drop. What changes everything? You know what yours is, Marcus? They said letting go. Are you kind of a control freak? No, not Marcus. Let go. When you let go, Marcus, you're going to find love. Okay, so that was five cards, how to expand the timeline, go into your highest possible timeline. Isn't that fun? Because we always wonder, like, people talk about timelines and, oh, I'm in a new timeline. How do they do it? Well, you do it naturally, but if you want to do it on purpose, this spread is awesome. First one, past influence. Second one, present energy. Third one, near future. Four, longer term outcome. Five, what changes everything? And the deck that I'm using is Angel Answers by Radley Valentine. And again, I can feel you wondering, wow, do I learn more about this wonderful thing called Oracle cards? You take a class from me, because we have so much fun when we do it. I'm going to be adding a couple classes to my website soon, some that are live, some that you can watch on recording, and you can do your thing. So watch for that pretty soon, because we can dig a little deeper into things like this. And, you know, I never think that you're learning anything. We're just helping each other remember. And I love that concept, and I really believe it. I want to thank you very, very much for putting the energy toward getting me back into my website and my email. What a mess when that stuff happens. You kind of take for granted the easiness of technology, and then when you can't get in, oh. But it sure was a nice break. And now that I'm back in, if you've been trying to get a hold of me for an interview or a session, I will get back to you ASAP. Oh, my loves, you are so wonderful to be in communion with me as we learn and remember and laugh. I hope you had some fun tonight. And we will see you next week. Don't forget that Angel Talk, the podcast, premieres on September 6th, and I'll give you all the information for that as well. Find me on Facebook, YouTube, all the places, and I love you. Keep that halo straight.
Deep, let the light come in. No perfect questions, no polished disguise, just real people talking to the other side. I ask the angel, come on, ask away. Ghosts, guides, pets, and past lives, all on the show today. Ask the angel, nothing's too bizarre. She'll bring the truth with a little swing.